Fresno County Sheriff John Zanoni presented his annual crime report to supervisors, saying he was following the law and doing his duty to protect public safety during 2025.
During that year, we had a total booking of 27,164. We received 634 ICE detainers and holds from Immigration Customs Enforcement. We had zero ICE interviews conducted in our facilities, and we transferred 63 incarcerated persons to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. A breakdown of those 63, 36 were crimes against persons, 4 involved sex crimes, 13 were crimes against property, and 10 were either drug or DUI felony charges.
Zanoni described the 63 individuals transferred to ICE as dangerous, violent, and involved in felony crimes. The number of arrestees in 2025 was a 38% decrease from the 102 ICE transfers in 2024, the final year of the Biden administration. Still, there was concern over whether the county is in line with SB 54, the California Values Act, or state sanctuary law. It prevents police or sheriffs from detaining or arresting anyone for federal immigration enforcement reasons alone. A member of the public in attendance suggested that authorities show more humanity while enforcing the law.
Today, the board has an opportunity to move beyond minimum compliance and adopt concrete safeguards that actually reduce harm. And that includes limiting all voluntary cooperation with ICE to the fullest extent possible under California law. Every ICE notification, interview, hold request, or transfer increases the risk of family separation and creates fear throughout the entire community. And this includes U.S. citizen children, mixed-status families, farm workers, and survivors of violence.
Community organizer Jessica Flores urged the county and the Sheriff's Department to stop voluntary cooperation with ICE and to prioritize transparency, accountability, and the safety of all community members.
I'm here in solidarity with our community. Our community is frightened. Families are afraid to report crimes. Victims are afraid to come forward, and witnesses are afraid to cooperate because they fear that any interaction with the criminal legal system could lead to a transfer to ICE or a deportation. We acknowledge that the number of ICE transfers and that there were few, but our goal should be zero transfers. SB 54 is a law to limit enforcement, not an invitation to find justification for cooperation.
After Board Chair Gary Bredefeld expressed support for how the sheriff is handling crime and the actions of ICE, Supervisor Luis Chavez tried to provide a broader perspective.
It's important to separate, as you did, Sheriff, with folks that are here undocumented that are committing crimes. Even folks in our own community want those folks removed from our neighborhoods and our streets. Where the issue comes up is when you have the federal agencies targeting folks that are just going to work. You have the tamale lady or the food vendor or folks that have done nothing wrong but try to provide a living for their community. And I want folks to see that big banner that's in the back that says $9 billion for our agricultural industry. A lot of that work has been because of the sweat and sacrifice of our undocumented community here that work in our fields, that pick our crops. And I just want to make sure that the public understands that.
SB 54 provides other protections as well, including prohibiting law officers from asking about an individual's immigration status or transferring them to another jurisdiction without a judicial warrant. It further mandates that public schools, hospitals, and churches be safe havens from immigration enforcement actions. But as in Fresno County, there is always the tension between law enforcement, the demands of ICE, and public accountability. Vic Bedoyan reporting for Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.